so close, and you know that's the way it was 3 years ago as well for Omar. They came so close to Slotnil, but they're a terrific club side, and they used all their experience to get over the line there at the end.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I've said it, watched them there through the Derry Championship there, and I've said it all along. They're getting better as a team, and they've took over the mantle now from Cross Mid Lane. They're the new Cross Mid Lane in Ulster football.
And Oma had some great chances there in the second half, but you know there were difficult chances. There were long range frees from Ronan O'Neill and Joe McMahon, drifted just wide, and you know the things like that just make so much difference.
There's no doubt about that with their gale force breeze. But saying that, we missed a lot of scores in the second half, but you know Slotnil missed an abundance of them in the first half also. But yeah, and you've got to take them chances. The margins are so tight, and you know a couple of them had it went over them, and maybe a different slant on the game. We just could not get our noses in front there.
And it was a terrific battle. The Slotnil people are saying themselves that this is the greatest battle they've been in these three and four years that they've been on the road. And you know, I'm sure you didn't enjoy it on the sideline, but it was an absorbing battle for those that are watching it.
It was an absorbing battle, you know. But we knew this was going to go down to the wire here. We knew it was going to be a point, 2 points in it. And but once Slotnil gets in front of you, you know, they're very, very hard to peg back. We are in a good position at half time. We thought we had a bit of a breeze behind it. Not that that would win matches for you, but they get the first 2 points, I think, at the start of the second half, which give them a 3-point lead. And when Slotnil, when they get 2 and 3 point leads, it's not easy pegging them back.
And they lost their key man in defence, Chrissy Bradley. But it's a measure of, I suppose, Mickey Moran and the people around him, the way they can reorganise and regroup and get things like that sorted.
Yeah, Chrissy McKeag. Yeah, they lost him to the black card there, I think. And you know, you'd have thought with Chrissy out of the main pivot there, you'd have had a big chance. But you know, they're a real team, these fellas. You know, they don't depend on one individual player. It's a real team effort with them, and it proves so today.
And it's been a great season though for Oma. You know, it's ended in disappointment, but another great season for Oma, and one that they can build on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, maybe they thought maybe they could have built on the one in 2014, but I suppose any time you get out of Tyrone, like, it's a good year. But Tyrone club's having a good history in this Ulster Championship, and this year's proved no different.
Right, Paddy, thanks very much.
Barry Tierney's goal chance just after the break, it would have made some difference, Paddy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. A goal was going to be a big bearing in this game, but it didn't come. I don't even think maybe Slotnil had a goal chance. We had maybe another sniff of a goal there with Cole Grugan coming through, but look, it didn't happen.
And you look at the quality on the bench you had today as well. Big numbers coming through. Oma, there's another championship on this side, but getting out of Tyrone's so difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, try telling that to the other clubs in Tyrone about championships. Look, we're back to square one again. You know, Oma's back to square one next year, and sure, who knows where it leads to, but it's 2003 since somebody's won that, or since the team has hit back-to-back championships, so it's a long road back.